is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A boys' club outing in New Jersey turned deadly last night. A 61-year-old archery instructor was killed by a lightning strike. 13 others were injured when bad weather seemed to materialize out of nowhere.
Normally you would hear thunder. There was no thunder. There was no clap. There was no thunder before. There was no thunder after. There was no rain before. There was no rain after. There was nothing.
Gene Grodsky, an instructor with the Black Knight Bowbenders, CBS's Addie Guajardo is in Jackson Township.
According to police, at least one of the injured victims suffered burns and another was knocked unconscious. The victims range in age from 61 years old to as young as 7 years old. More than a dozen scouts were out here with their parents for an archery competition. The man who died had been a member of this archery club for several years and was volunteering for a charitable event.
The name will sound familiar. CBS News confirms the Justice Department has fired a career prosecutor involved in two recent high-profile cases.
Maureen Comey was a federal prosecutor in the case against Jeffrey Epstein and more recently against Sean Diddy Combs. Her LinkedIn shows she's been a prosecutor in the Southern District of New York for the last 10 years. Her father is James Comey, the former FBI director who President Trump fired during his first term in 2017.
CBS's Matt Piper from New York. Former Vice President Mike Pence joins the call for the Justice Department to release more records in the Epstein case.
I know of no reason why this administration, once the victims' names are protected, should not release all the files on Jeffrey Epstein.
President Trump slamming his own supporters, echoing that sentiment. He calls them stupid and weaklings. Early this morning, the Senate narrowly approved the president's request to cut $9 billion from the federal budget. The money is allocated to foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. The bill now returns to the House, where by law it must get the okay by tomorrow. A fire has killed more than 60 people at a brand new mall in eastern Iraq.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Phone footage shows the five-story building engulfed in flames. Firefighters were able to rescue 45 people, but many more were trapped inside. It may be days before the true death toll is known, with the search continuing through the charred debris.
Here in the U.S., a tropical disturbance expected to bring heavy rain and flash flooding to the Gulf Coast. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
All of that Gulf moisture is going to find its way onto land. And so, unfortunately, there is the risk for flooding, especially tomorrow, but could see it today, particularly in Louisiana.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman. Soon the rumble of ramblers comes back to Kenosha. Car lovers will gather in Kenosha next week for the AMC Homecoming, with the celebration running from next Tuesday through next Sunday. On display will be javelins, matadors, gremlins, eagles, and probably an alliance or two. The week includes cruise-ins, open houses, and special activities at historic AMC locations. Cars were built in Kenosha for over a century, with AMC lasting the longest. Full production ended in 1988. Chrysler built Jeep engines here until 2010. And residents in Franklin are getting letters about an attempted data breach last August. The city says someone tried to access its network, but there's no evidence that they got through. The city is offering free credit monitoring and fraud support. It's also beefing up its cybersecurity. The FBI is helping with an investigation, and the issue is expected to come up at a common council meeting next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA. The Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year $18 million deal with LA at the age of 37.
The money's nice. That's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road, but sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any hit and miss showers ending. The clouds stay with us overnight as temperatures drop into the low to mid 60s. A light breeze. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies and lower 70s, north and northeast winds. Sunshine warmer for Friday. Right now, it's 64.
A couple months ago, I read about this guy in the paper who plunged to his death bungee jumping because his cord was 70 feet too long. 70 feet too long. Would actually make for a very good word problem, wouldn't it? Jim is about to bungee jump. The ground is 100 feet below Jim. What can the maximum length of Jim's bungee cord be when stretched? That must have been an uneasy feeling, huh? Free falling to the earth like that. You know, his last thought must have been, boy, this thing should be tightening up any second now.
Our Father who That's Sister Janet Mead. Remember that song from 1973, The Lord's Prayer? Hit number 2 on the Billboard chart. Yeah, well, a big hit song. She never had another one after that. Sister Janet Mead was a young lady, too. If you ever saw her, she's just very plain and just unassuming. You wouldn't know she was a big pop star at the time. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. It's 10 minutes after 6 on a Thursday morning. Coming up a little later on, we're going to meet 14th District Alder Marlo Harmon's going to be here in studio. I've never met her before. She's going to introduce herself to the audience. And at 7:30, Cheryl McCreary is going to be singing at a big event coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that. What else do we have? Sunny today. Highs near 70. Partly cloudy tonight. Low 62. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 76. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers Saturday. And partly sunny on Sunday. Right now, it's cloudy. It's real cool. 59 degrees. Hey, man, that's cool. Here at Radio Park. Dana Ross and the Supremes. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. Oh, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I stand before I find the love to let me live again? Right now the only thing that keeps me hanging on when I feel my strength, yeah, is almost gone. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. How long must I wait? How much more can I take before loneliness will cause my heart to break? Oh, I can't bear to live my life alone. I grow impatient for love to call my own. But when I feel that I can't go on, these precious words keep me hanging on. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes. No, love, love don't come easy. But I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep on waiting, but it ain't easy, it ain't easy.
In local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How about a good news story to kick off the morning, huh? Child in Canada dropped a postcard to her grandma into a mailbox, but forgot to add the stamp. You see, the little girl was at summer camp at the time, and one of the workers helped put a sign on the mailbox alerting the mailman, and they even included the stamp with it. Now, the mail person saw the sign, spent some time digging through all the mail to find that postcard without the stamp, put the stamp on it for the little girl. Above and beyond. Isn't that a good story? This is people helping people. I love those type stories. Yeah, you hear such horrible stories all day, but yet you hear that story. What a feel-good story. I got a whole bunch of those. 6:15, going to be sunny today with a high near 70 right now. Cloudy, 59 degrees at Radio Park. Got Mungo in the summertime.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people,
what I mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
alright, alright.
Da 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 da. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Uncle Jerry in the summertime at 617, make it 618 at local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Did you know yesterday was Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day? Yeah. So we're keeping an eye on AI. Or is AI keeping an eye on us? Interesting question. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Is there anyone left in America who does not stream and only uses broadcast TV? Probably, but not many, as ratings would indicate. According to the Nielsen, broadcast TV accounted for just 18.5% of all viewers for the month of June. That is a record low, according to Deadline. Streaming viewership, however, reached a total of 46%. This is the first time the networks have fallen below 20% of overall viewers. Deadline says that could be due in part to a lack of sports in the month of June, and after network TV shows have wrapped their seasons. There will be no season 3 of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. The Yellowstone spinoff was never meant to go beyond 2 chapters or seasons. The Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren-led 1923 has become a hit internationally, 3 months after the season finale aired on Paramount Plus. Season 1 of the show has found a new home on Netflix overseas, making it the 9th most watched Netflix show. Can Netflix do anything wrong other than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades. We'll be right back.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure you're cool all season long by calling Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today. Take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop. Give them a call today at 262-989-1001. 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Two.
nothing like a little kid who's like 9 years old saying, I love you, girl. Michael Jackson leading the Jackson 5 there, ABC. It's 625 local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Yet another sighting of the Loch Ness Monster has emerged. But this time, it wasn't in the Scottish Highlands. It was along a highway in Texas. Isn't that Loch Ness Monster just a little too far away from home?
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Bobby V, he just passed away, I think about 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, Bobby V, take good care of my baby. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 70. Part of cloudy tonight, low 62. Sunshine tomorrow, high 76. For the weekend, Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 81. Partly sunny, a nice day Sunday with a high near 77. That's a nice temperature. Right now, it's cloudy, 59 degrees. It's really cool. Feels good outside. Well, people say you shouldn't drink the coffee on airplanes or anything with ice, so you're stuck getting something bottled or canned or something overpriced from the airport. So this nutrition influencer on social media says he always packs coconuts to crack open and drink on the plane. And yes, the TSA does allow whole unopened coconuts, despite it being over the 3-ounce liquid limit. So how do you crack open a coconut on an airplane? Well, coconuts have what they call three eyes. One of them is very soft. Just bring a metal straw, which is also allowed through the TSA, and jab it into the soft eye. I don't like the way they said that. Then enjoy the coconut milk. I love coconuts. I'm not going to go schlep a coconut onto an airplane, but you never know. Hey, it's 6:30. Let's see what's happening in the news. Once again, here's Shelley Pittman this morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shelley Pittman. Will he or won't he? There are rumors that Governor Evers will soon announce whether a third term is in his future. It could come today or tomorrow at the latest. The governor's fundraising report filed this week showed just about $750,000 in the first half of this year, millions behind what he raised by this point 4 years ago. One Republican candidate, Bill Berrien, is already spending more than half that amount on a round of ads. Workers at SC Johnson & Company are coming to Racine County by the end of next year. That's according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The company is relocating about 170 employees here. They're coming from Chicago. Now, workers will work out of a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And the plan is to storm the Bastille at sundown. Milwaukee's Bastille Day Festival gets going today in Cathedral Square Park, offering French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run, which brings thousands of runners through downtown streets. That starts at 9 tonight. The festival runs through Sunday with free admission for all ages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For everything from carrying milk to a processing facility to bringing feed to the farm, commercial driver's licenses and those people that hold them high value to today's farming operation. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That's why for the first time, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, they are going to start offering commercial driver's license training. Holly Straka is the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Technical College, and she explains why they decided to undertake this new curriculum.
CDL drivers, they're in high demand across our region, right? Ag is one of them, and our electrical power distribution is another one. And those students were having to go, you know, quite far out into, you know, Iowa and a few hours away from Wisconsin to get those. Sometimes that those extra travel costs and that time can be a barrier. And so we had heard from A, our students, and B, a lot of local businesses that, you know, with the changes in the CDL laws, it has been consistently tougher and tougher to obtain the CDL. So we thought if we could figure out a way to bring something local, that we could help a huge market. And it was pretty successful for the first go around.
Holly Straka, she's the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, talking about their new commercial driver's license training. She said prior to them offering this curriculum, students would have had to travel elsewhere in the state or Midwest to try to gain the skills they'll be providing.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And if you'd like to learn more about bison production in Wisconsin, excellent opportunity on the horizon. Saturday, August 2nd, the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association holding their summer conference. It's going to be at Black Creek Bison in Spooner, Wisconsin. They'll start at 9 in the morning, go until 3 in the afternoon. They'll also have a drone demonstration for agronomic applications. The date again, August 2nd. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any hit and miss showers ending. The clouds stay with us overnight as temperatures drop into the low to mid 60s. A light breeze. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies and lower 70s, north and northeast winds. Sunshine warmer for Friday. Right now, it's 64.
This is how I grew up. Our high school mascot was a gopher. Like, my self-esteem wasn't low enough in high school. We had to cheer for a rodent. What is that? Out there at the big games. We've got to be. Yes, we do. We can burrow. How about you? Don't mess with us. We'll rip up your golf course. Whenever I go home, I like to look at my high school yearbook because I like to look at the people that used to intimidate me. That's the best. I look through, it's like, wow, Beth was the homecoming queen. Now she's the trailer park queen. Woo! High school yearbook, it's so great because the stuff people wrote in there, very sincere. I want to like call people based on what they wrote in my yearbook. Like I haven't talked to them since, just call them up. Hey Susan, what's going on? This is Laura. What am I doing? Staying sweet, just like you said. Yeah, thanks. thanks for the advice. It is really working out for me. Hey, Susan, I have a question. Are you still with Corey Trapper Mullins? No. Oh, says here forever. That's too bad.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry. I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. Oh, I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Oh, I think I love you.
Oh, I think I love you.
Oh, I
David Cassidy on lead there with the Partridge Family. I think I love you. Local Leo's timeless hits. WRJN sunshine today with a high near 70. Right now, cloudy, 59 degrees. Kind of cool. Very nice. Open up the windows this morning. Let that nice breeze come right through the house. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, 14th District Alder Marlo Harmon is going to be here. Introduce herself to our audience. 7:30, we're talking to Cheryl McCrary. She's talking at an event. She's singing at an event this weekend, and we'll find out what that's all about. It's 6:39, and this goes against pretty much everything we ever heard in our lives, but your teenagers actually like it when you're friends with them on Facebook. I know. Weird, huh? The study found kids who were Facebook friends with their parents felt more connected and close to them in real life. I'm friends with my daughter on Facebook, and, you know, we talk all the time, and, yeah, I don't know, Facebook kept us together, but, you know, I'm not sure that's why we're, you know, so good together. All right, 6:39, hold on, I'm coming.
Don't you hear me?
local news. Time to listen to WRJN Sam and Dave. Hold on, I'm coming. You know, everyone can agree that one of the best parts of the new movie Superman is Krypto, Superman's foster dog. Now, since the release of Superman last week, there have been a 513% increase in Google searches for Adopt a Dog Near Me. Director James Gunn says, quote, "This film has been a barrage of blessings for me. This is probably one of the greatest." Krypto was created with CGI, so there is no dog Krypto, but it was modeled after director James Gunn's own rescue dog. That's good news. Finally, the movie's doing something good for us. That's great. It is 6:42. We've got sunshine on tap today. High 70 right now. Cloudy 59 degrees right here at Radio Park.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness.
There you go, Bobby Goldsboro. I'm a drifter. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 70. 59, beautiful morning. Cloudy, it's 59 at Radio Park. Well, as of 2009, the average person consumed the equivalent of more than 34 gigabytes of data and information every day. That's roughly 100,000 words heard or read every single day. No wonder I've got a headache.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
select.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad.
Neil Bam Moon Rising CCR, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You ever bump into your teacher outside of school? Teachers, have you ever bumped into a student outside of school? Well, teachers on TikTok are sharing the most horrific places they bumped into students outside of school, and students are sharing the unexpected times they've seen one of their teachers. Here were just a few we came up with. I was getting a bikini wax, and halfway through, my technician told me that because of me, she's doing great in college math. Oh, yeah. Therapy. I was on my way out. He was on his way in. As my colonoscopy was about to begin, I heard, "Hey, Mr. K, you were my favorite teacher. I'll be assisting you today." I thought that was the worst thing that could happen, but this might be worse. I was in the bathroom stall at Walmart, and a third grade student popped her head under the stall and said, "I saw your shoes. I thought it was you, Mrs. Ware." Oh, my goodness. You know, you live in a town, teachers, students, you're going to bump into each other. But in the bathroom stall, getting a colonoscopy, come on. There are better places to reminisce, eh? Here's Ricky Nelson now.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. No rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone.
Nelson, Teenage Idol. It's 6:55, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. I've heard of flight attendants sneaking you an extra bag of pretzels or maybe an extra soda, but this is something else. A Delta employee gave a frequent flyer one of her kidneys. The surgery happened in December. They're both doing great. Delta recently gave her an award for providing outstanding customer service. I got to say, shout out to Delta and a shout out to that flight attendant. That was really something, huh? That beats an extra bag of pretzels or peanuts, huh? They don't give peanuts out anymore on planes, do they? They used to do it all the time. I guess they stopped doing that. All right, man. When a man loves a woman, here's Percy Sledge. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing. Put her down. When a man
Percy Sledge and A Man Loves a Woman. Looking for sunshine today. Highs near 70. Cloudy, 59 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, getting older isn't that bad. Here are a few ways your mental health improves as you age. You ready? You get better at handling stress, you stop caring what other people think, and studies have found overall happiness tends to peak again in your 60s and 70s. Who was it? What's the name of the actress? Kathy Bates in one of her movies. I think it was, what was that Tomatoes movie she made? The Little Green Tomatoes or something like that. And she, some teenager was fighting her for a parking spot. And she got the spot, and the teenagers were unhappy. And she goes, and they called her an old lady or something. And she said, you know what? You know what's good about being old? You get better insurance. And I think that was great. What a way to put down those youngsters, huh?
Just a little bit longer.
Another rock and roller who just passed away recently, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, and stay 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check your news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, an early morning victory for President Trump in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
Lawmakers narrowly approving his plan for $9 billion in